Northern Ag Network on Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brett McCray on the Northern Ag Network with your Montana News and Agriculture. Highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle has dominated our headlines recently. The American Association of Bovine Practitioners is the trade association for veterinarians that specialize in cow medicine. It's asking the government and the industry to call the disease bovine influenza a virus. Executive Director Dr. Fred Gingrich says this is because the disease expresses itself much differently in cattle compared to birds.
Much different than what happens in birds, where it is highly fatal and spreads through the barn rapidly. It's affecting 10% of the cows in those herds. We haven't had any mortalities reported either.
Veterinarians say that with supportive care, cows are making full recoveries from the influenza virus. There's still a lot we don't know about this strain of the bird flu, but Dr. Gingrich says recent detections in dairy herds are the first recorded in cattle.
What we do know is that apparently birds can spread this to cattle. There have been, since 2022, there's been over 200 mammals that have been infected, but this is the first time it's been in cattle.
Back with more updates after this.
Timberline Angus invites you to its annual Bread for Business Bull Sale. With over 75 years in the Angus business, the Calentines can guarantee these cattle will work for you. They're offering 40 hand-picked registered Angus yearling bulls and 40 yearling commercial Angus heifers with custom breeding options available. Join the Calentine family Friday, April 19th at Veltcamp Livestock Feedlot in Manhattan, Montana. Lunch at noon, sale at 1. The sale will be broadcast live on frontierlivesale.com. To view the offering, please visit timberlineangus.com.
Bovine influenza A virus has now been confirmed in 7 states, most recently North Carolina. 17 states have restricted cattle imports from states where the virus has been detected. Scientists are still unsure about how the disease is transmitted to dairy cows, and that's why USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is collecting lots of information. Here's Dr. Rosemary Sifford with USDA APHIS.
So we have epidemiologists who are working with producers to gather up information, and we're working with our state animal health officials to get samples into the lab for testing. All of that information helps us to understand much more clearly what role high path avian influenza is playing in this overall illness in dairy cattle and what we can do to more effectively prevent it in the future.
Despite the uncertainty, the risk to the public and consumers is low. Scientists have not found any evidence that the disease has evolved to be more transmissible to humans. And furthermore, public and animal health regulations ensure that both meat and dairy products remain safe to consume. Dr. Fred Gingrich with the American Association of Bovine Practitioners explains.
Pasteurization readily kills this virus. Consumption of pasteurized milk remains safe. This virus, if it is in the milk, it will be readily inactivated by heat. Same thing goes for beef. There's no evidence that it's in the beef supply now, but cooking beef to a proper temperature is just good food safety. So the risk to the public is incredibly low.
I'm Brett McCray on the Northern Ag Network.